Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, with John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape and Yusuf Cherney from Cutwater Spirits, having a great time talking fishing and spirits. What is there anything better in the world than those two things, right?
I can't think of any, man. Yeah, this is a great show and so much cool. It's so cool to hear everything about it. You want to talk about two guys that are passionate about what they do, both John with the ranch and Yusuf with Cutwater. It's a great show and so much cool information. If you want to be a part of the second hour, we'd love to hear from you. Again, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is the phone, or shoot us a text. Lots of great text stacking up, but we got another full hour taking those text. Again, only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And a great prize at the end of the show today, too. If you missed the first hour, we're giving away a Cutwater swag pack as well as an assortment of Seaguar fluorocarbon, a great prize for a lucky caller today at the end of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be able to put those koozies on your Cutwater spirits and keep them cold while you're using the Seaguar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, great text while we're waiting for Captain Mark Wish. Kim from San Marcos just wanted to say the tournament in June will be her first time stay at the ranch, and she's super excited. So see, you both of you incentivize Kim to come down and hang out with us.
She'll have a good time.
And this is going to be great because both Ricky and I are going to be there, and Yusuf, you're going to be there, right, with Ingrid? And
everybody
John Ireland will be there.
Now.
Yeah, it's going to be a super good time.
25th anniversary, no way.
Oh,
no way to miss that.
Oh, yeah, no, you have to come.
It's a great fiesta and a lot of fun, and it's a great party and a great atmosphere. You guys are going to have the best trip, and it might be your first trip to the ranch, but it sure won't be your last.
No.
Fall in love like everyone else did.
Won't be your last. And coming up March 27th, over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, the CCA has put together the Coastal Social Bass Fishing Seminar with Randy Spicer, Jimmy Deckert, Matt Florentino, Benny Florentino, and Kevin Nakotic. What a great lineup.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of great sponsorships, a lot of great prizes. So it's going to be from 7 a.m. to noon, and the seminar begins at 9:30, and Dana Land's going to provide lunch for everybody. So thanks to Steve over there and all that. But it's going to be a great event. Mark your calendar, March 27th, 7 to noon at Dana Landing. You don't want to miss that Coastal Social. If you have any interest in fishing bass or coastal fishing, these guys know their stuff.
That's
all right.
A great one.
Let's start off with the catcher. Do we have Captain Mark Wish, Andrew? All right, very good. All right, let's go ahead and start things off.
You got it. Well, that FishDope.com report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget that amazing poke kit. Call for details or order online at Fisherman'sProcessing.com. I got to see Sean Sebring yesterday, came through the tower. And I got to see a bunch of the photos of the new display areas, and there's so much more room for those guys to stretch out. The new facility is going to look awesome, and we'll look forward to have Sean on in just a couple of weeks, and they're going to give us the whole rundown about the new Fisherman's Processing location. It's going to be a lot of fun. But in the meantime, let's find out what's biting with our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish at Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, John, Yusuf. Great show here this morning.
Thanks,
Mark.
Yeah, you know, guys, looks like our rain is done for now, and I wish I could say the same about this wind machine. It's still blowing on the outside, and it sucks, you know, for the guys trying to get out there and looking around there. But tomorrow looks better, But watch out for Monday. We got another fast weather front with a big, like a really big northwest behind it. So Monday's not going to be a good day. They're forecasting 30 knots here in the Pedro Channel Monday afternoon.
Ooh.
Yikes. I know. What are we going to do? But so as you might expect here this week, definitely reports are a little sketchy for the weather. It did get a few reports from the island there, Catalina Island. It's been a sprinkle of that sea bass around. Backside east and backside west, both traditional spots, mostly up shallow. Guys fishing some beaches, they're poking around. And there have been some pretty good ones there, so you want to be fishing that heavier tackle, make sure everything's in perfect condition. And then also at the island here, and this year it's really been, I mean, it's almost always good, but this year definitely better, and very few people do it. But that halibut fishing up in the really shallow water, mostly backside east there, those little beaches, it's been really good this year. And, you know, with the squid around, everybody focuses on that, of course. But for those flatties up in the shallows there, I personally would opt for a sardine or a smelt on a lightweight dropper loop setup. And definitely up there poking around shallow, watch a swell. Then we've had quite a bit of swell. So no new reports from Clemente. We did hear about some big yellows backside west there before the weather. And then there's a dab of squid up in that sector, and then there's a little bit of squid down there in the cove, and both of those will be producing when the guys can get back over there and take advantage of it when conditions straighten out, stabilize a little bit. And then, Pete, remember way back.
Yeah.
You got to remember way back.
Yeah, way back.
We did a trip on the rail time.
Oh, yeah.
With me, you, Gary, Don Anders, Barry Breitenberg, and the world-famous Danny Jackson to do some videoing for us.
How could I ever forget that trip? Yeah.
I know. Well, Danny set it up so we got it on digital now instead of the DVDs, which are getting kind of old school. And Chris was putting it up on the website, that video from that trip there. And I was watching that. Man, we used to be young, frisky guys way back.
Yeah, we can move around that boat pretty quickly, right?
Holy cow, man. What the hell happened? That had to be 15, 20 years, I'm like that, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we're still at it, though. That's the good news.
Boy, you got that right. Man, that was good fishing that trip. We were that was fun stuff.
What a great operation. And Gary's still running the rail time and doing a great job, right?
Oh, that! Wait till you hear what the update on the rail time is. He right now he's the boat's in the yard, and sea keeper. And
nice.
You know, Gary is such a handy guy. He's actually doing his own installation, which you know they normally don't let guys do. But he's totally skilled and capable. So yeah, it's going to be state of the art. So I was talking to him the other day. I said, so when we do that crew trip to check this thing out, we're going to anchor it in trough at West Cove, and we're not going to roll back and forth. So,
No, I heard from the Seakeeper guys, Andrew, that's said cool. that they're putting one in on the rail time, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. He runs such a fantastic operation. We try to do a trip or two a year with them, and man, that's good stuff. But anyway, that's what we got for a report. This time around, guys, not a whole hell of a lot. And it looks like we get this little weather system Monday out of here, and then maybe it'll straighten out for a little bit and we go catch a fish.
Yeah, we're ready for that. And, of course, fishdope.com will have all the information, whether you should or shouldn't go and where you should go. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're the store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And like I was saying there, we got the digital version of the old squid sea bass seminar up, as well as the digital how to read your color sounder up there. Chris has been working on those.
That's a great video there. Call. Yeah, that's good stuff. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, we got it, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mark. Well, while we're waiting for Marcos to roll in, I got one a text that kind of falls in line with the catch report, and this was for Pete. Pete, how about a little ZWAT report? Has it changed much? I just want to make sure it hasn't turned into Xtapa. That's from Jim T.
No, has not turned into Xtapa. ZWAT Neo, you know, feel really sad for the people down there because they went through a lot with COVID. Tourism is way, way down, but it's still the same. I mean, everything's starting to open up. They're getting a lot of Mexico tourism now. lot of people coming in from Mexico City and such like that, but which is great for them. But still the same, Ziwat was amazingly beautiful and still doing great. The weather was unbelievable, 82 in the air, 80 degrees in the water. The surf was good.
And, awesome.
I didn't fish. I took a rod and a reel, but never had a chance to.
The surf was too good.
Yeah, the surf and the R&R was just too much
awesome.
Fun. So yeah, Ziwat is still the same. Nonstop flight out of LAX on Alaska Airlines. I believe they only go to 3 to 4 days a week, but if you pick your weeks and you want to hit a beautiful tropical destination that's really, really different. Ziwat is very different. If you go to Ziwat and Ixtapa are two different towns. They're side by side. Ixtapa was built by Afanatur, the tourism department, and it's all high rises on the beach, all inclusives and stuff like that. And if you don't want that, you want old world, beautiful restaurants, great people. The people are super, super. It's real Mexico. It's super friendly down there, and you know there's not a bunch of street vendors hassling you and stuff like that. You just get down there and just want old world. Ziwat's the place, and the hotel we stayed in was set up by Cass Tours, the Hotel Irma, and it was $75 a night. Beautiful pool overlooking the bay, and a nice clean rooms, and and the food's like ridiculously good.
Not quite the fishing destination like a Rancho Leonero, but a cool place to go hang out on the beach.
No, the fishing is so there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's places in Ixtapa. There's a marina there, and you can also get pongas in Ziwat right off the beach there. But, I mean, there's rooster fish and a lot of jacks. And like when we were surfing, there was roosters or jacks and sierra all over the place.
That's
there was so much bait under us and stuff like that. It was fantastic. And it was very tense. Like, should I go back and get the rod or catch this next wave, you know? But, the opportunity was nice. So it's a great destination. I highly recommend it. But if you want to fish, go to Rancho Leonero.
No doubt about
it. Yeah.
That's cool. Well, let's continue on with our catch report, speaking of fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos calling from Seaforth. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. Good morning.
Well, a little slow week this week with the weather coming through there, kind of shut down a lot of our trips. But they did get out there on Thursday, some good fishing in the morning there, 36 reds, 41 rockfish, and a bunch of whitefish there for the 28 anglers. Back out this morning. The San Diego is back out today. They're going down to the islands. First trip they've run in a while there, so keep an eye out for a report from then, and hopefully we're going to get some good news. Like I wish I had more to tell you guys. Like I said, the weather this week kind of shut things down. And if you're coming out any, you know, tomorrow especially, don't forget the clocks change tonight.
Good call, Marcos.
You know, when the clocks fall back, you're going to be an hour early if you miss it, and that's not the end of the world. But tomorrow, if you, you know, sleep in that extra hour, you're probably going to miss your trip. So if you're coming out, definitely, you know, take that into account. Otherwise, if you haven't made reservations, I don't understand why, but you can go to the website and do that, seaforthlanding.com. Our schedule's up there for the half days, the full days on to San Diego. Starting in a couple weeks there, we got the Tribute going out on some day and a halfs, and then going into next month, you're going to see other boats running those. You're going to see the Pacifica online there. The Polaris Supreme has a few trips in there. So there's definitely some options there. Again, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit in person, get that gear tuned up, and get ready to start a new season here.
There's fish to be caught at the islands. Matt and Booger are going to find them. So tomorrow will be our first official real check of what's going on down there in a little bit. Marcos, great report. Sounds like once we get through this little spat of weather coming up, we got some nice fishing to look forward to at Seaforth. Appreciate the report as always, buddy.
Well, talk to you next week, guys, and hopefully a little more detailed report for you next week.
I like it. Thanks, Marcos.
Thanks, Marcos. And that wraps up our catch report.
You got it. Sponsored by Gamakatsu, the Nautilus circle hooks have been a top choice from anglers, from that Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the brand-new Nautilus HD. And now with Squid Around, get that Gamakatsu 4 Extra Strong Octopus hook. That hook is the choice of the top sea bass anglers. We saw Captain Brandon Hayward posting about that on the Bite Sport Fishing, how that is just the perfect hook for fishing at squid
ideal.
For sea bass. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks and the octopus hooks at your local tackle shop.
Yes, and also I want to say those of our listeners who are going on our Tony Reyes trip next month, it still hasn't been decided. Tom from the Longfin went down last week down to San Felipe, and they still haven't opened the port to big boats yet, but he says the decision is going to come on March 21st.
Okay.
And he's optimistic that our trip in April is going to go, but we don't know until the port captain releases. So stay tuned, contact the Longfin, and we'll let you know as soon as we know here on Let's Talk Hookup if that Tony Reyes trip is going to go in April for sure. All right. Hey, Pam and Phil from the Rancho Leonero booking office are on the line. Good morning, Pam and Phil.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hello. Can you hear us?
You, Phil. Good morning.
How you guys doing? Pam's right here.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
Just wanted to say, you know, the tournament's coming up for Rancho Leonero, and I know you guys will be talking about all of that. And just so everybody knows, Volaris right now is having their 25th anniversary sale. Flights are 80% off, and you can still book until Tuesday. And the flights are good until October 22. So you can book now in advance for a year and a half. So if you want, if you know you're going to go between now and whenever, book now and buy all your tickets. That's what we're doing right now. And just to give you an example, we bought tickets the other day. I guess it was on Friday. Out the door with CBX transfers, checked luggage, carry-on bags, the airport tax, everything was $150 a head out the door.
Wow.
So it's half the price is flying in any other airline. Just so you know.
Especially if you include the CBX.
Yeah,
you know, each way.
$20 yeah, including, yeah, like I mean, out the door, everything. CBX, baggage, carry-ons, the whole nine yards, $150.
Each way, yeah.
So, now.
Great deal.
Good info.
Yeah, round trips.
So if you haven't purchased your airfare for our 25th annual tournament, or you going down in October with us to Palmas, get your tickets.
Yep, and the sale is good till Tuesday.
All right.
That's great info,
good
guys.
Good info, guys. Well, thanks. And I know, Pam, you're the tournament director for, along with Dr. Bob Blum, for our 25th annual. And shaping up, it's already sold out, right?
It's sold out. I do have a waiting list if anyone wants to get on the list in case there is a cancellation. But I think everyone's going to want to be there, especially with Cutwater. I'm super excited.
Yes.
Yeah, we can barely keep those margaritas in the house. We fight over them.
Yeah, Joseph, yeah. The last time you were on the show, we, you know, you were talking about your drinks, and we immediately went out and bought some at BevMo. And now we can't keep enough supply in the house, and Pam keeps hiding them, and we fight over them. So I have to root around the refrigerator and go, here's where she hid them.
Yeah, so we got to go get some more today.
That's when you get your own little private dorm fridge that you tuck in the garage.
Exactly. Well, we really appreciate you, Yusuf.
Yeah, I appreciate getting down there, and can't wait for the trip in June and forcing me to get down there. And you know,
you have to go. It's your
because
job.
It's a company trip. You know,
yeah,
I have
sure.
to go.
We call that field research here.
Work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Pam and Phil, thanks a lot for joining us, and thanks for helping us everybody get their bookings at Rancho Leonero. And of course, there's lots of space available through the spring, summer, and fall. Right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, guys. That's thanks cool. a lot for the
thanks,
call this morning.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Right on. Appreciate it, Pam. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. They're jam-packed. This time, we're going to talk to Ken. He's calling us from Fresno this morning. Good morning, Ken. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Enjoying your show today. Yusuf, I happened to stumble across your Valley High Tiki Holiday Spirit during the holidays. It was a great way to spend the holidays drinking that stuff. Is that stuff going to be available year-round? I noticed it says limited edition on the bottle. And the other question I had was, I know you've got a tasting room. I checked it out on your virtual tour. It looks fantastic. I was wondering, what's the occupancy on that place? And if I were to come down to San Diego, say in May, do you think it would be open for me to visit?
Yeah, so on the Holiday Spirit, that is just as the name implies, just a limited release. It's kind of our answer to, you know, the nog, eggnog or something like that. But you know, because we're here in San Diego, we like to do a little tropical twist on it and make you feel like you're, you know, on vacation when you're actually at home. So that one will be, you know, just a seasonal item. Kind of, we usually release it. I believe. come around October or so, and it winds up going through the holidays. As far as the tasting room, we are open right now. Even though we are in the purple tier, we've been allowed to do the patio dining. So it's a little bit limited right now, but I've heard rumors, and you know, don't quote me on this because it changes every day, but I've heard rumors that we're going to be coming up on the red tier here in the next week or two.
Yeah.
And that should be allowing the a little bit of, I think it's 25% occupancy inside. We've got a pretty big tasting room. I can't give you the occupancy right off the top of my head, but if you're trying to bring a large group, then we can definitely accommodate that with, you know, if you send an email out to the team, and we'll get you, you know, squared away for that. We highly, highly recommend reservations, especially if you're coming in on a Friday or a Saturday.
The tasting room?
Yeah, for anything, you know.
At the restaurant?
Yeah, even coming in, if it's just a couple people coming in, we still really recommend reservations. Just make sure we can square away. You know, the patio is maybe 100 people, you know, at full occupancy. The restaurant will triple that if we can get that going again. And the tours are suspended right now. Just, you know, we'd love to get people back in the back and show them around. We've got a, you know, beautiful stills on display. Fortunately, when you drive into the parking lot, it's hard not to see our 35-foot column kind of staring you right in the face as you walk in through the door. So still can see that, without a tour. And, but yeah, definitely want to get back on that. The restaurant's cranking out, you know, food. We also taste all of our products that we make, and we usually
at
have
the restaurant.
Yeah, and we usually have not only the spirits and the bottles, the cans available. The bartenders are making up a crazy amount of cocktails, you know, hand poured, hand mixed cocktails. So, you know, the cans are convenient, but when you're in the house, you know, it's definitely in your best interest to get some of those fresh mixed cocktails and try some of the spirits that maybe you haven't tried before. And we also have a R&D program, so you'll be able to get your hands on the latest creation that we haven't, you know, we've canned up, but we haven't released to the public. And
cool.
That was kind of like the peach and the strawberry were in the tasting room before anybody could get them out in the field. Now they're out full. They're coming out soon, I should say. They was just canned yesterday. So
you use your customers to kind of do your testing for you.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
We get the feedback. We'll put out little cards for people to fill out, and we try to, you know, try to gauge what people are into. And I know, you know, the White Russian that we came out with during the holidays is just blown up. It's become this cult favorite. We made some custom bathrobes for the wintertime to give out to some of our distributors and stuff. And, you know, it's definitely a cult drink. And the cool thing is, you know, we're not limited, you know, as the beer folks are with some of those seltzers. We don't have these very low ABVs. You know, we do have some vodka sodas that are in the 5% range, but we also get up into that 12, 14% range. So, you know, the true cocktail taste that you expect in a margarita or a White Russian or even a Long Island, which is what, you know, we've got some of that going too. It makes sense that the liquor that you would expect to be there is coming through in the flavor, because that's what a cocktail is, you know. And then, you know, we go all the way down to the 99-calorie stuff with the vodka sodas, and we call the cucumber vodka soda spa water. It's kind of
spa water. I like that.
That low ABV and you know, more sessionable drink. But when you're getting a Long Island iced tea, you know, you don't expect a 5%. You're like, you know, I want to taste this. You know, and it was kind of a weird one for us to release. We talked to some folks at the airport lounges, and they said it's one of our top selling brands.
No kidding.
And so we actually used that market data to come back and say, you know, this might be something we want to look into, and we started getting the tequila up. It was a component in that product, so we were able to come out with the real traditional Long Island. So crazy.
And these cans are so great on a boat too, I might add, like, or a picnic or whatever, because it's actually like taking a beer along, but it's a real
bar
cocktail.
It's a bar mixed cocktail.
Yeah, it's a bar mixed cocktail.
Yeah, I gotta say the gin and tonic on a little cruise around the bay is pretty awesome. The mojito as well. I mean, those are just two crowd pleasing cocktails, and you know, getting those out and cruising around, even just no fishing, just cruising around the bay, it's pretty awesome.
We always say that Long Island is it's one of our favorites, and Dallas is the same thing. Things all killer, no filler, man. It's a real cocktail.
And then you also this barrel aged Cutwater rum. It's called Three Sheets. Love that. tell us about that, because that's a, you know, we talk a lot about the tequila, but this is a real star here, isn't it?
Yeah, we're making whiskey, we're making gin, we're making rum, and the rum's a little bit unusual product in that we don't use molasses base, we use cane sugar. So and the other fact that a lot of people don't understand is, you know, with the Three Sheets aged rum is we're basically distilling from the cane sugar into a clear product, and then we're going to put it into a barrel, and it's a virgin barrel, so it's really similar to a bourbon treatment in that it's a 3-year, multiple year aging process. We call out a couple years on the bottle, but right now the bottle product that's going to those bottles is 6 to 7 year old rum. So
wow.
For the price point, I don't quote me on this, but it's in, I think, the high 30s or something like that.
Uh-huh.
For that much of an aged rum is it's amazing. And you can make this into your typical whiskey drinks because it has that whiskey profile. Heavy char, number 3, barrel, virgin barrel, like a bourbon. And that sugar just gives that, sugar cane gives that little bit of different backbone than the corn would give you in a typical bourbon. So we're making Manhattans, old fashions with it, and it's just coming out amazing.
And you said no added sugar on it, either.
Right, the Three Sheets has no added sugar. So it's going to drink real similar to a whiskey drink.
Nice. All right. Well, hey, let's go ahead and jump back in those phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They're packed up. Next up, we're going to talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. All you guys are likely better fishermen than me, so I wanted to ask a fishing tackle question. If I have a loop tied in my 100-pound Spectra, can I loop it direct to my rigged flat balls, like a 250-gram, 300-gram with a 200-pound leader? Can I loop it right onto the swivel, or should I be using like a wind-on and tie a San Diego on it or something like that?
I mean, could you? Sure. You know, the strength is going to be there, but I think that you're much better off to attach a small wind on, or if anything, even a small piece of leader. Spectra is incredibly strong. So you have a piece of 200-pound Power Pro. Your strength is not what you're going to worry about. You're never going to out-pull that line. But with as strong as Spectra is, what it doesn't have is nearly the abrasion resistance that mono or especially fluorocarbon has. So if anything, you at least want a little bite leader. What you want to avoid is that fish, especially on a flat fall, they often eat those things on the sink, and it's very common for the flat fall to end up, you know, down the gullet of your fish with the line running over their teeth. And even though 200-pound Spectra is really strong, you hook a big fish and you put it on the rail and you have all that tension. Bluefin are notorious for flaring their gill plates and shaking their head right real bad. They'll cut right through that Spectra. Not, you know, instantaneous, but during a long fight, it's not the way that I would go. At minimum, you want to have a bite leader's worth, you know, 3 feet of 150 or 200-pound. And for me, I like about a 25-foot wind on top of my Spectra. It just gives you a little bit of stretch. You don't have to worry about getting bit off. You don't have to worry about the tail chafing you off if the fish is, you know, kind of pointed down at a 45-degree angle. So I think I'd put a little something on there rather than just attaching the loop.
Very good, Hills. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, more of your phone calls. We got some great texts lined up, more with John and Yusuf. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking cutwater, talking Rancho Lanero. What a great show.
Bart Howell's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and John and Yusuf. I just wanted to call in there. Yes, yes, John. I talk about my favorite warm water fishing destination on the planet. And to also talk about cutwater, Yusuf, you're going to have to start paying me as your field rep. Because I'm out there doing my part, guys. I was playing golf the other day, and on the 19th hole, I was talking about cutwater to a friend of mine who was drinking gin and tonics, and he said, canned cocktails, I'm not going to have a canned cocktail. I didn't convince him by talking to him, but I'm going to play golf with him on Tuesday, and I'm bringing him one of the gin and tonics, and we'll see if he'll change his tune, I'm sure.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, we've also got a transfusion coming up here, so that's a golf-specific cocktail for that 19th hole, so be on the lookout for that soon.
Transfusion.
Transfusion.
Transfusion. That's what I need after I play, I'll tell you. Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, Bart. Good. I just came back up, and fishing's good now, right now. The wind wasn't blowing all week, and big yellowtail, and surprisingly enough, some big tuna as well, right off the lighthouse, and a rooster fish.
Wow.
Yeah, and a nice rooster fish way early.
So. When are you going, Bart?
Well, you know, I've retired from rooster fishing after I caught that last one. I'll never catch one bigger than that, so from now on, I'm fishing for other stuff. Spent my whole life trying to get that fish, and I finally did. So, what a wonderful experience!
I was thinking about another one.
All right. Well, pretty soon, Pete. You know, pretty soon, I'm ready.
Great, Bart. Well, nice to have you join us here. Appreciate the call this morning.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bart. All right. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to the boys. If you want to get through, have your shot. 213 area code 432-1090. Not only lets you talk to John and Yusuf, but also gets you in the running for that killer cutwater swag pack and an assortment of cigar fluorocarbon. Phones are packed. We're going to jump in and talk to Chris. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Looks like we might have lost Chris there. So how about Chip from Julian up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Chip.
Hey, guys. Yeah, great, great show this morning. I'll have John on there. But yeah, Yusuf, I guess I picked a crummy year to quit drinking. That sounds like.
Well, we do make non-alcs.
I mean, I'll get over it, you know. But God, I just want to bring my fiance so bad down to the ranch, John, and you know, she looks like there's a lot of good stuff that she could do while I'm fishing. But once again, like one of the previous callers, just one of the deals I'd love to do there would be to take the quads out and sight fish for roosters off the beach.
Everybody
man, that would be it right there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because people normally come down and they would fish 3 days, you know, and fish pretty much every day. Now it's fish 2 days and then rent a quad and run up and down the beach. And there's actually waterfalls you can go up to. There's great big wide washes that come down off the Sierras and run down to the beach. And it's a lot of fun running up those and through the sand and water and waterfalls and like, say, up and
it's
down the
fantastic.
Beach.
It's fantastic.
Oh, no, yeah.
And you like doing that, Yusuf?
Yeah, we've been up to the waterfalls, taking the quads up there. And I was going to say, you know, bringing your girlfriend or your wife down there and thinking there's going to be some great things for her to do, you better watch out because she'll get out there fishing. And then, like my wife, she caught her first rooster down there, 55 pounds on a little Trinidad 14, I think it was, with 20 pound. And it kicked her butt.
Wow.
It was my birthday. I couldn't have had a better experience. It turned her on to, you know, ocean fishing, and now she's right there out there with me every time. So definitely stuff to do if you're not fishing. That pool at Rancho is wide open,
awesome.
You know, for most of the day, everyone's out fishing. So there's plenty of time to get in relaxing, but yeah, taking a quad up the beach and up to the wash to the waterfall. We've actually been to two different waterfalls up by
there's a number of them.
Yeah. Los Barrios.
There's quite a few.
And there's horseback riding.
Yeah, everything.
You can go on shopping tours. You can go scuba diving at Cabo Pulmo. I'm a little worried about Cabo Pulmo after that article in the New York Times yesterday. Because they were talking all about Cabo Pulmo being I didn't realize it's an UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Yeah, that's new. In the last year, so I was unaware of that as well.
Yeah, and it is a spectacular place.
You know,
Yusuf, you've been there, right?
Yeah, we've been there, and you know, to get there is a little hard. You know, it takes a little bit of time. It looks really close, but it takes a little bit of time. You know, washboard road, but you get there, and it's old Mexico still, and beautiful. And the fact that it is a preserve for fishing too is, you know, for the scuba and snorkel enthusiast,
difference it's made. You know, Bob Van Wormer and I were the ones who helped found the park.
Right.
It was a state park in '92, and Bob and I pitched in $5,000 a piece and got it going. It didn't. About a year and a half later, the feds came in, took it over, and actually tripled the size of what we'd originally mapped out. And I was against it in the beginning, but now I see the logic of it. It's really, really a special spot.
And it's very heavily regulated by the government there. You have to have reservations. You can only dive a spot at it. You're on the Bajo from 11:40 to 12:40, and then you're out.
They limit the number of divers.
And
that's good. Overall, for me, it's a big change. You know, when I first went down there, I used to free dive and spearfish on it and everything else. It was pretty much unknown, but it's a really good thing. And as the diving improved, the size of the fish, and the fish are unafraid. They'll come right up to you. You know, sometimes it's a little scary. They'll be looking right in your mask, nose to nose with them.
And if you want to dive with bull sharks, they have a wreck down there that is actually one of the most popular dive spots there. So you have to go early in the week when they only let certain number of divers. And once they reach the like 70 divers on this particular spot and however the week goes, they shut that spot down. You can dive with bull sharks if you want to. I'm not real crazy about diving with bull sharks. I don't know about you guys, but it's like the most popular dive there.
They've got a couple really big ones, too, you know, and they seem to congregate right over the top of the rack, and there's a pile of nets still down there, and it seems to attract a lot of fish, and so there's a bunch of bait fish that go up towards the surface, yeah. And they're always cruising around. There's always two or three, but there's one, got to be 10 foot, 10, 11 foot,
yeah.
A great big fat belly, you know.
Yeah,
and
a couple of divers in there or something, right?
Yeah, they don't show. They really don't show much interest in it, you know.
Yeah,
you get really used to them, and they're not scary, but what a special spot. Yeah, you know, it might be said Yusef and Ingrid have a home down on the ranch.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're down a lot and spend a lot of time. We're lucky that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Yusef, Ingrid are lucky, right?
Yeah, she brought me down there, actually, for my birthday. I forget how many years she could probably, I think it was maybe close to 10 years ago. And having that, you know, first experience of getting on a kayak and heading out. And, you know, I just had a little swim bait off the back and trolling around. We got to some purple water, you know, right offshore. Got a nice maybe 12-pound Dorado.
Sweet.
And my kayak didn't have a hatch, so I ended up putting it in her kayak. And I didn't have a gaff. I didn't have a club. So I did my best with a pair of pliers and the wind kicked up, and we ended up being in the wrong. We went north when we should have gone south. The wind was different direction than we expected, and it took us about 2 hours to paddle back. And that Dorado was flipping around in her kayak, so it was, she was fighting the kayak moving left to right and the wind blowing her back. But when we got back to the ranch, they cooked it up for us, and we were sold.
That's so cool.
Oh yeah,
it was almost like it could have been a timeshare. You know, we would have bought into it right there.
It's like we're in. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Chip. Hey, great text here. I have a wedding at the ranch in April, and asked John how much fish can we bring home?
You can bring home literally as much fish as you want. You're going to pay for the extra weight. It's about 50 pounds for your typical ice chest, but you can bring two or three or as much as you want. Depending, you know, there's limits, of course, when you're on the boats when you're catching them, but as far as taking them home, as much as you want, literally.
Yeah.
It's all about what you want to pay for in your flight.
You're right. And we have a portable ice chest. They're just exactly like you get in Alaska. You stuff your halibut and salmon in it. Same deal. So we recommend you bring an ice chest, but if you don't, we have them on ranch literally is,
and you can have Smokies. Chris, pick up the fish.
Right. We're the only hotel down there now that actually does free cleaning and freezing for you. Mm-hmm. Everybody else charges, you know, and most use Smokies now, and so do we. It's an option for our guests.
If you want it vacuum packed,
Vacuum packed or smoked.
Yeah.
Then smoke.
And they'll pick it up right at the ranch?
Well, they come every day. They're down there when the boats come in, and then pick the fish up and take it over. So it's an option for you. Of course, it's a lot less money having our guys clean it.
All you need to do is just tip them, right?
Yeah, we've got a good Sub-Zero freezer. Yeah, just a minimal tip. So we're the last. We're also still the last hotel now that meals are included, you know, which is regular.
And great meals, too.
Yeah, the food's really good. I eat in there all three meals every day.
Yeah.
I'm the biggest critic.
I think I got back with 49.8 pounds in my Pelican cooler.
Sweet.
And when I got home, it was still frozen solid. So.
Wow.
Cool. It stays. As long as you put it in the and pack it properly, you can travel for a day and it'll stay frozen.
Yeah. It's a good idea if you're going to have the ranch process your fish to bring your own Ziplocs, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is. We have Ziplocs at the office.
Oh, you do? For sale.
Yeah, for sale. But bringing your own is a good idea if you're going to have it cleaned and frozen at the ranch, on the ranch. If you're going to use Smokies, then they'll do it.
Yeah, they're just vacuum packed.
Yeah.
Very similar. Their product is really high quality.
Oh, yeah, they do a great job.
Yeah.
They do a great job. And they're always on time. You know, they're not going to delay you getting to your flight on the way home. So they're very good.
That's great. All right. Well, hey, we got a fun text come through. It says, John, it seems like if you don't bring your own equipment, sometimes the crew does all the fishing, setting the hook and handing it to you. I know that this is just coming out of place of them being helpful, but I'm not great with Spanish. What's my best way to avoid that scenario?
They all speak fishing English. Mm-hmm. There's not one of them that doesn't understand. So you make it real clear from the beginning, I'm going to bait my own fish. And here's the thing as well. Particularly with a marlin is when they throw the with Mac or whatever we're fishing with, and when they're getting ready to, just tell them no, me, and take it over. They the problem for our guys is there's varying levels of fishing expertise, right? They have a complete rookie that doesn't know and is going to farm the fish for sure.
And they like catching fish, and, so they don't like farming fish.
Yeah, and they know.
Yusuf's going, yeah.
They know they're going to toss it right and hook the fish right. properly. And so turning it over for them, is unless they're comfortable, they're inclined to do it themselves. And you just have to make it real clear.
Yeah.
That's the only best advice.
Yeah, how many times have you pitched a rig bait, you know, all excited to a marlin that's in the spread, and, you know, you look down and your entire, you know, your backlash.
Yes.
So, you know, there is that excitement. I've done a bunch of bill fishing, not crazy amount, but enough to know that these guys that are pitching those baits out, they're pitching it 9 times out of 10. They're pitching it to a fish that I didn't even see right. and still can't see when they pitch it, you know. So it's amazing. And I mean, last time we were down there, I think 6 billfish for our kids. And I didn't even fish it. Every kid on the boat ended up with a billfish. I guess one didn't. He just caught a rooster. So, but I mean, that was an incredible day. Around September, I think September-ish. So just I hear people talking all the time about wanting to go get a marlin. You know, their first marlin. And meanwhile, you know, I feel bad because our kids are, you know, 12 and 14 and 16, and they've had, you know, multiple hookups. And
wow. So cool.
Yeah, awesome. There's so many marlin down by us. Most of our guests now, because we have a lot of repeaters that come every year, they've caught so many marlin that they're really not interested anymore, and they drive right by them. You know, when you're tossing, the guys are a lot better tossing the bait, no doubt about it. It's really interesting. Every time I toss, you know, they're sleepers normally on the surface, and I'll toss and bonk one off the top of their head and scare them off, you know. So it's really important that if you're going to really want to catch the fish, if you're good yourself, then you should do it. Otherwise, you should let them allow them.
Don't let them pull you. I've been fishing with John, and he throws that bait. The marlin wakes up and eats it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's John Ireland right there.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. They don't know. They don't know.
Hey, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about Bruce from Lemon Grove up next on Let's Talk Hook Up? Hi, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. Question for John. When is the ranch open, and when does it close?
Well, you know, the ranch really stays open year-round. We push hard and market 1st of March through the end of November. But the hotel is open with rooms, and we'll fish you and everything December, January, and February as well. We just don't have the volume, and it's a little windy that time of year, so...
Pick your days.
Pick your days and, you know, look at going...
Stay there for a week, and then you just pick the right day, right?
Or go to windy.com, and it gives you about a week out where you can see. And last minute's always good if you get the urge and check it out, and there's no wind. The fish are always there. The water temp never gets under 70 degrees.
And when's prime time?
The fish are always in there. Our prime time is really April, May, June, July. August and September, really good fishing. It gets warmer, of course, but we get a lot of guests then because the fishing's so darn good. October is a dynamite month,
yep.
A real good month as well. So, but the fishing is good year-round. I've had my best tuna days, like right around Christmas. The last 2 or 3 years, it's just wide open, yellowfin bite, you know, and no pressure at all. You go out there and just thump them.
When's your favorite time to go, Yusuf?
Well, September is my birthday month, so I get down there, and it just happens to coincide usually with some really good yellowfin, and that's my jam is yellowfin fishing. You know, we've been down there with some 50, 60-pound fish that we've caught, like, literally a mile off Lauderdera. So we were waiting to get bait, and, you know, as we were plunking around for rockfish right there off the reef in front of the marina there, as the bait guy came up and started scooping bait, we just started seeing 50-pound boilers all around the boat.
Oh.
So we loaded up, and, you know, we were done by 9:30, 10, and went to check out some other spots down by the lighthouse. But, yeah, it's, you know, just... I love September. I like going to destinations that don't remind me of San Diego. So if you're San Diego in, you know, May or June, July, it's you know, maybe not that different of a weather pattern down Mex, but I like going down and feeling 95 degree weather. It makes me feel like I'm in a tropical, you know, location. And so
sure.
September, October.
Well, we got that in September.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you'll get some rain too down there at that time,
yeah.
Which in a day it goes from kind of desert skate to that really nice green. We've flown in
yeah.
And we're like, oh, I think the plane took us to Hawaii instead
yeah.
of the Green Mountains and all.
So beautiful.
It's
yeah.
crazy how fast it turns, too. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if you're there for a
yeah.
week and it hasn't rained in a while, your drive in looks different than your drive out.
We do before and after pictures and, you know, be brown and everything. After that first rain, I mean, the next day it just greens up. It's just amazing the transformation and how quick it is. You know, we're talking about the tunits. It's surprising how close inside the tuna come. Like this, just this last week, we caught a 70, 80 pounder that was no more than 100 yards off the beach in front of the lighthouse. Yeah, so they come in, and they also, this time of year, normally they catch them from the beach as well.
And you post those pictures at RanchoLeonero.com.
Yeah, they're on the website from last year.
I'd like to see somebody take a drone down there and try to off the lighthouse for a big tuna.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that would be cool.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's winning that great swag pack from Cutwater Spirits as well as an assortment of Seaguar Fluorocarbon. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the big winner of that Cutwater Spirit swag bag, as well as the great assorted fluorocarbon from Seaguar, going to Vinny in Carlsbad. Vinny, congratulations. You are getting hooked up.
Yeah, absolutely. And John Ireland, of course, Rancho Leonero, we're always excited to get the season started down there and head down to paradise.
We sure are.
Just right in our backyard, we always say that's right here.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Yeah, it's plenty close, 2-hour flight away, and it's great for a 3 or 4 day weekend trip, a long weekend. It really works out.
Yeah.
And thanks for the radio show. We've been 24 years now?
Yeah, more. Yeah, 26 years with us.
26, yeah. Yeah. So
time flies when we're having fun.
it's amazing how, time flies.
Great supporter.
Well, and the radio show has been very, very good for the ranch, that's for sure. Thank you,
well,
Pedro.
If somebody wants more information on Rancho Millonero, how do we get a hold of you?
Thanks. 800-646-2252 or rancholanero.com.
All right. And Yousef, Cutwater Spirits, how do we find Cutwater Spirits?
Well, we're right here in San Diego. So if you know where the pyramid off Miramar Road is, we're right over there, right around the corner from the pyramid. So real easy to find. Cutwaterspirits.com is the website. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff as well. So pretty easy to find if you're trying to get over to the restaurant, try to make a reservation, especially right now with the crazy times we're in. But
can you make the reservation online?
Yeah, you can make the reservation online. I would probably just call. And try to do that. We've got our menus online. We've got all the spirits we make online as well.
Can you buy the spirits there too?
Yeah, you can. We are allowed to sell spirits at the shop, and there's also different sites that you can go on online and order direct. I don't know if I'm allowed to give the drops on those. But yeah, all around town, local, off-premise sales, you can buy the product. But yeah, we have our full line available for sale right at
and great food.
We have all the food and paired with great cocktails. You can get not only fresh mixed cocktails, canned cocktails, the spirits poured neat if you really want to do
side by side,
say a flight of our tequilas or a flight of our whiskeys or all this.
Oh, nice. All right, very good. Well, again, cutwaterspirits.com, and we sure appreciate your support of Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I can't wait to fish down there.
And all you do for the fishing industry, too. I know it's not just Let's Talk Hookup. You're doing a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate being here.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks to you. Thanks to John. And thank you out there. Thanks for participating today. Great show today. Great show tomorrow. Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacific. And don't forget, is it spring ahead? Yeah, you lose an hour tonight. So we'll be on favorite day of Ricky. Yeah, it'll be 6 to 7 a.m., but actually it's going to be 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. So just turn your clock back and be ready for us at 7 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time tomorrow morning for Captain Andrew Viola. Thanks to Andrew and thanks to Adam for all they do. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.